Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie from Riggs and Allie on 103.7 KISS FM. But every Sunday morning, you can hear our wonderful program on all of our stations, which includes 99.1 The Mix, 1250 AM WSSP, our sports station, and our brand new station, Hot 105.7. And today on the show, I have someone I have never spoken with, so I'm excited to learn and talk to her. Welcome to the show, the CEO and founder of Health Connections, Inc., Erica Sinclair. Welcome to the show, Erica.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. Now, I'm excited to talk to you about a special date, which is March 10th, which is National Women's and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. I definitely want to get into that with you. But first things first, Erica, can you kind of tell me, what is Health Connections, Inc.? Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Health Connections Incorporated is a healthcare firm that's dedicated to the practice of primary care, behavioral health, and health-related social services care coordination. Although our goal is to provide services for all the greater Milwaukee area, there is a special focus on vulnerable populations that traditionally have experienced a barrier to accessing health care. We do it at a local level, but I'm also a part of a lot of national efforts to remove barriers to health care for other people.
Very nice. So what got you into this, Erica? What made you decide to work in this field and found this?
Sure. So my background professionally is, and my formal training is in clinical laboratory sciences, African American studies, microbiology, and international public health.
Wow.
So putting it all together, I tried the lab route and tried to be in a lab for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I could not do it. Like, I just couldn't do it. So when public health came along, I just jumped at the opportunity and found my passion in public health. And so when I did healthcare administration, both at the Centers for Disease Control, helped set up some clinics in different countries when I was there, came to Milwaukee. I did some worked in HIV management in the health department. And then I also did work in a local, a larger healthcare system.
Okay.
And during that time, I found a lot of people who had, they had insurance, which was awesome, but they didn't know how to use it. And they also didn't know how to figure out the navigation of it. So there's a business of medicine, but there's also, so there's a way that people expect you to use, you know, the healthcare system. And then there's the people that actually use it, and there's a huge disconnect between the two. So my goal is to fill the gap.
I love that. That makes total sense. That's such a area that needs it. So that's awesome. So, you know, I said I want to talk to you, of course, about March 10th. It is National Women's and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. And I feel like you're educating me today because I did not know about this. I was today years old. So this has been has this been going on? How many years or how long have we been doing this? And what is March 10th about?
So I actually don't know how many years this has happened that is recognized nationally. It's been at least, I couldn't even give you a date.
That's okay.
Like 10 years or more. We'll say that.
Yeah.
10 years or more. But it's definitely a day that is definitely of during Women's History Month. It is definitely one that's worthy to be in this space. And then the awareness being specific on women and girls is very important. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services leads the effort in creating this awareness around this specific date. And it's the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health, specifically.
That makes sense.
So they do this every March 10th and throughout the month, and we have local, state, federal, and national organizations that come together to shed light on this impact of HIV and AIDS on women and girls and show support for those at risk for living with HIV.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Erica Sinclair. She's the founder and CEO of Health Connections, Inc., and you just heard her talking about National Women's and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. One of the questions I wanted to ask you, Erica, is about your clinic. I wanted to know, what is your clinic seeing as a result of HIV cases amidst COVID going on right now? Have the numbers gone down with people social distancing or, you know, distancing together? Have you seen an increase?
So that's a very interesting question. So a lot of people have been getting together mm-hmm. because of the pandemic and people yep. being inside, the loneliness that has come along with that,
yep.
The need to create smaller pods and such. So it's been an interesting phenomenon where, yes, there has been more people actually getting together mm-hmm. that probably wouldn't have otherwise. And so because of that, we've seen an increase in the uptake of our online prep, and we'll talk about prep a little later,
yeah.
Online prep intake, and which is the HIV prevention options for people, and that's been increasing. But otherwise, I think we're going to see an explosion. I know we are once people start coming outside more often, if you will, mm-hmm. as a result of the pandemic. A lot of clinics, including ours, we're doing online televisits now.
Okay.
And so once we, people start coming into the office again more frequently, I think we're going to find that there's going to be an increase in all of the STIs, including HIV.
Mm.
But right now, it's almost like a mystery, so to speak. But
yeah.
those of us that have been in HIV for years, I've been doing HIV work for 25 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So at
mm-hmm.
this point, you kind of understand the ebb and flow and how the epidemiology of how the disease spreads and
yeah.
and what kind of habits we can and statistics we can expect. So we expect a huge spike.
Oh, man, absolutely. So then, okay, so let's talk about some of the stigmas. Since you've worked with this for so long, Erica, with HIV and AIDS, and you understand a lot about awareness, how can we change the narrative, and what are some of the stigmas around it? Let's talk about that.
Sure. So some of the stigmas around HIV, some people think, well, HIV must not be an issue anymore because... Mm-hmm. We don't talk about it a lot.
Right.
And however, it is really still an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one that has been normalized to a certain extent because of the great efforts and advancement in medication.
Mm-hmm.
So the medication you take now, you take it every day, and it gets you to a point where your levels are so low that you cannot transmit HIV to anyone else.
Wow.
And so because of that huge advancement, and there's different medication from different companies that do that.
Yeah.
So with that huge advancement, now it's become like if you have any other kind of chronic condition, you take the medication, it gets it under control, and then you live with it. You definitely mm-hmm. have to still take the medication every day,
mm-hmm.
but you can still live a great, vibrant life with it.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, people think it's gone.
Right, right. And I don't want to go too far back, Erica, but yes. I mean, I remember when Magic Johnson back in the day got his diagnosis.
Yes.
And I mean, he's lived a long time now. So that is fascinating mm-hmm. to watch some of the advancements and everything mm-hmm. going on. So then I want to know, how can we encourage, as I'm talking to Erica Sinclair, she's the founder and CEO of Health Connections, Inc. And we're talking also about March 10th, which is National Women's and Girls HIV AIDS Awareness Day. I've been tested for HIV before, it was negative, but how can we encourage more people to know their status regardless of their race or gender, Erica?
Yes. So we really encourage people to talk to their doctors if they have already in primary care
mm-hmm.
to do at least at minimum an annual test. But if you're sexually active, we really encourage you to get tests on a regular basis and your partners to get tested. Having mm-hmm. open conversations with people about their HIV and STD status, or STI status, is very important. Just for your health, you may trigger something. You may not know that you have something. If you have STI too long, it can turn into other more chronic conditions unnecessarily. So we really encourage people to just, for their own health care, to make sure that they're getting tests on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can also call, there's Planned Parenthood is mm-hmm. a popular option for getting tested. That has been a great partner of ours because as people test positive for HIV, then we have they refer them to us for longer term care,
mm-hmm.
and so we appreciate that relationship tremendously.
Yeah.
There's a local organization called Vibrant Health, which is here in Milwaukee, and they also offer testing. They actually take care of people long term as well for HIV, and they also are great partners of ours. So we definitely partner with other people in the community because our clinic is smaller, it's more intimate, and some people like that relationship. Especially with something that is very private for them. For some of them, other people are very much out here that says, "Yeah, I got HIV," but they choose to make themselves a model of what you can do and who you can be in spite of having HIV.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we talked a little bit about PrEP, but I don't know much about it. So I want to hear, can you share more about the PrEP and who's a candidate for the drug and how does it actually work?
Sure. So PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis, and it's P, it's with smaller R, a capital EP. Mm-hmm. And it is actually a medication, it's actually an HIV medication, that during a clinical trial, they found that people who were in serodiscordant relationships, that means that one person is positive and another person is negative for HIV, the person that was negative, as long as they continued to take that one medication every day, that they did not actually contract HIV from their HIV positive partner.
Wow. Wow. That is fascinating, Erica. Honestly, I'm talking to Erica Sinclair, the founder and CEO of Health Connections, Inc. So you literally these days, one partner can have HIV positive, and one, they can be in a relationship and not spread with the correct drugs. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yep. Undetectable equals untransmittable. Mm-hmm. And undetectable means that if the positive partner continues to take their HIV medication and they do it on a regular basis and they get tested regularly for their levels of viral circulation, then they found to be undetectable. Not that it's gone away, but it's at a low level that it doesn't get actually transmit. So we definitely encourage, if you're in a relationship with someone that's HIV positive, if you are taking PrEP and they are taking their medication, then together that's a winning match.
Yeah.
Because then nobody's giving anybody anything else now.
Right.
That medication only takes care of HIV. It doesn't take care of anything, you know, any other STIs. So you still got to get, you know, checked regularly. But
yeah,
that's huge.
Wow,
that's
that huge. Is huge. I mean, so much progress has been made. That is great news to hear. So, Erica, we didn't even talk about, before we get into more stuff and we talk more about National Women's and Girls HIV AIDS Awareness Day, how can people get a hold of you or get a hold of Health Connections, Inc. if they would like to get some help from you guys?
Oh, absolutely. So our phone number is 414-999-1099, and our website is Health Connect, HEALTH, Connect, CONNECTMKE.org. And you can go on that website and you can send in, we have a link that you can click on and say, we're looking for more information, and we'll contact you.
Fantastic. So you said, I'll give that out one more time, 414-999-1099. That's right for the phone number, right?
Correct.
And then healthconnectmke.org.
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, so let's keep talking now. I'm still talking to Erica Sinclair, the founder and CEO of Health Connections, Inc. We've covered a lot. We've talked about how March 10th is National Women's and Girls HIV AIDS Awareness Day. You, Erica, have educated me a lot this morning about how much progress has been made, but that it's still there and people need to be aware. So we did say if you've been sexually active, you know, there are ways to get tested. But if somebody's listening right now, what is a confidential and safe way for them to get tested to know their status?
Right. So if they actually call us, we can direct them to a local site for them to get tested. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's our site, but our hours are different because of COVID. So we can help get them directed to someone. They also can go on the CDC website under STI testing, and there's a national database that we're also a part of that will give you locations of people who do testing, both confidential for STI and HIV.
Very nice. So again, talking to Erica Sinclair, founder and CEO of Health Connections, Inc. If somebody is just tuning in, let's tell them again about March 10th, which is National Women's and Girls HIV AIDS Awareness Day. Can you enlighten our listeners a little about that again, Erica?
Absolutely. So this is a day that the observation of it has been led by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on Women's Office on Women's Health on March 10th to recognize the impact that HIV/AIDS has on women and girls. Mm-hmm. And Health Connections, Inc. has decided that this year, again, in the name of COVID, so we are going to, in recognition of National Women and Girls HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, Health Connections, Inc. is hosting a virtual brunch event that everyone in the country can actually join because we're online.
Yeah.
And it is called For Her. And we're going to do it on Saturday, March 13th, 2021. It'll start at 12 noon Central Standard Time until 1:30 Central Standard Time. And it'll be streaming live on all digital formats. Platforms, I should say, and it'll feature music, interviews with women who lead community-based organizations about HIV and women's health, resources for HIV STI testing, so that's another place they can come and get that information. We're definitely going to be covering PrEP, talking a little bit more about that, and we'll also provide COVID-19 resources.
Oh, wow. So this is on March 13th, and you said, how can they get involved on this event again?
Yes, so they can go to our Facebook page as well, which is Health Connect MKE on Facebook, but then we're also, again, they can go to the website, and which is, again, healthconnectmke.org, and they can sign up to get the information. Mm-hmm. They can get the link to be a part of that experience, and it's going to be great. It's always women's empowerment.
Yes.
It's definitely a lot of information that it pertains to us, and it's us focusing on us as women. But men are always welcome to join because they take care of us as well, and we take care of each other. So we need to all know this information. And it is definitely an opportunity, again, during COVID, we have to find silver linings, and one silver lining is that instead of having this particular event be local and in person, which limits the number of people that can even be a part of it, now that we are online, then it's all of a sudden a national event.
Mm-hmm.
So we welcome anyone from any market to be a part of this because we want to encourage this kind of conversation about health, especially during this time when the focus on health is primary for everyone. It's the central part for everyone. So we want to make sure that we don't forget about how to protect ourselves from getting HIV, but also making sure that we educate ourselves about if we are HIV positive, we still have resources and we still have a life to live.
I know, absolutely. I love that. So we don't have much time left, but we were talking about the event you're hosting on March 13th, which you can go to their Facebook page, Health Connect MKE, or you can go to their website, healthconnectmke.org. We've talked about March 10th being National Women's and Girls HIV AIDS Awareness Day, but tell us one more time. I was so fascinated by the drug PrEP. I cannot get over this because I think a lot of people really don't realize how far medicine has come. So tell our listeners again about PrEP and how people can live with it.
Sure. So PrEP, again, is an HIV medication that people that are HIV negative and they're at risk for getting HIV, just meaning that they may have multiple partners. They may have a partner that's already positive, just as an example of at risk. And so they can take this medication once a day, and it actually prevents them from getting HIV.
Wow.
And it's a way for us to be able to just continue to have healthy sexually healthy lives and not be restricted in that way, but being definitely intentional about protecting ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, this has been enlightening today. I've been talking to Erica Sinclair. She's the founder and CEO of Health Connections, Inc. And you can find Health Connections, Inc. on Facebook at Health Connect MKE, or you can go to their website, healthconnectmke.org, or you can call them at 414-999-1099. Now, Erica, before I let you go, is there anything else we need to cover today?
Actually, I would be remiss to let you know that although I'm not savvy with it, that we actually have an Instagram account as well.
Oh, cool. Hey, I got you. I'm on Instagram.
Okay, cool. So please come and is it follow us? Is that what we do?
Yes,
now?
There you go. Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.
That's great. Oh, well, thanks again, Erica, for being on today on the show. We are on 103.7 Kiss FM, 99.1 The Mix, Hot 105.7, and WSSP 1250 AM. You've been listening this morning to our Sunday morning public affairs show. Erica, have a great day. And thanks for enlightening me and sharing so much info today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. It was great meeting you, too.
Likewise. Again, healthconnectmke.org, or follow them on Instagram or go to their Facebook page, Health Connect MKE. Have a great day, Erica.
Thank you. You too.